Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser, talking beef demand in just a moment.
Warning, continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours and has long-lasting protection and is dung beetle-friendly and is based on years of research and has more than 40 million doses sold and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include, but are not limited to, healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
Dr. Glenn Tonser is a livestock market economist at Kansas State University. Very prolific in a lot of studies that he's published down through the years on a variety of subjects relating back to beef marketing and beef demand. Very well known for some of his studies on beef demand, including a brand new study that is looking at the bottom line opportunities and priorities when it comes to beef demand prioritization. He and Dr. Ted Schroeder came up with five bottom line opportunities and priorities that he says are important for the cattle industry to consider. He starts with number one, support expanded information regarding demand concepts.
SPA programs or ranch management programs or whatever, you know, the quote has been used before of, in order to improve something, you have to measure it. Or in order to know where you're at, you have to measure things. Well, in this discussion, you have to understand what demand is before you can make investments to improve it. Real simply, per capita consumption is not demand. That's just part of the story. I won't belabor that more here because we have resources on that. But I think that's still a knowledge gap, if you like, for the industry. So hence, a priority would be to get that in front of producers and get them to take it up and understand it and appreciate it more than they do today. And stated bluntly, is if you don't understand what demand is, it's going to be hard to make the right decisions about what to prioritize.
Now, moving to point two of beef demand priorities, Dr. Tonser says that it's important that we assess international demand prospects and identify target countries and regions that can pay for U.S. beef.
The reason this is on the list is most people, including Ted and I, are among many economists that think the global economic environment is going to be positive outside the U.S., such that global protein demand is going to grow. And the U.S. is positioned to be one of multiple suppliers of that. What's not as understood is the more narrow question of which countries or regions are either going to grow the fastest, if you like, or more narrowly, are the ones most likely to be positioned to value and be able to pay for the U.S. beef.
Back home here in the U.S. of A., Dr. Tonser says it's also important that we understand the changing dynamic of today's U.S. consumer.
You know, the reason this is important is at least today, about 90% of what's produced stays here domestically. So domestic demand is key. You know, going forward, we think exports will grow, but we're still going to maintain critical importance of the domestic demand in the story. And yet we recognize U.S. households are changing over time. So there's a host of statistics that we put on this fact sheet, and I encourage our readers to go, you know, read the fact sheet. That's the point of it. But among them is the population is going to become larger in aggregate. So we're going to have more people in the U.S. The role of minorities is going to become more predominant. So we're going to have a more diverse population set. And what we don't know from that story is what exactly is going to be the resulting cultural and food consumption changes that come with that, and therefore what they expect the U.S. beef industry to supply.
Priorities when it comes to what we need to know about beef demand going forward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.